This goes to Dr. Strom, Strom, like Mary. Fax 989-463-1713. Regarding Carl, K-A-R-L, Miko, M like Mary, I-K-K-O. Date of birth 1/13/1957. Dear Dr. Strom, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Mr. Miko with stage 4 chronic kidney disease, diabetic nephropathy, and hypertension. His last visit was November 5th of 2024. He's feeling well today other than chronic fatigue. He is very busy at times, he states. And he reports that he's currently on the kidney transplant list from Henry Ford Hospital. And he's excited that he's been able to get accepted for that. No hospitalization since his last visit. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. He does have an ileal loop for his prior bladder resection that is working well. And no diarrhea or blood. No cloudiness of the urine. No current edema. He does try to follow a low-salt diet. Medications, he's on Torsemide 20 mg on Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Norvasc 5 mg daily. Glipizide 5 mg twice a day. Lantus insulin 15 units daily as needed. Zetia 10 mg daily. Metoprolol is 12.5 mg daily. And sodium bicarbonate 650 mg daily. Physical exam, weight is 210 pounds. Pulse is 75 and blood pressure is 164 over 66. And labs, most recent lab studies were done March 31st, 2025. Creatinine is 3.23. Estimated GFR is 20, and that is a stable level. Phosphorus is 4.1, calcium 8.7, albumin 4.8, sodium 136, potassium 4.4, carbon dioxide 23. Hemoglobin is 14.1 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, 1 stage 4 to 5 chronic kidney disease without uremic symptoms. The patient will continue to get lab studies done monthly. He does have a left upper extremity fistula that does have sound and feel normal to the patient. 2, hypertension. I've asked him to continue to check blood pressure at home and actually change the battery on his machine just in case he needs. Sometimes a battery change will make sure that the readings are accurate. And then to take the blood pressure machine to his primary care doctor's office to have it checked there for accuracy. And 3, type 2 diabetes, currently stable. And he'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 4 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.